You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Available. Repairman who can fix whatever needs fixing in your life. No charge.
Bringing Christ to the nations. The Lutheran Hour.
Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded copy of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by one of our guest speakers. We pray that this message will bring hope and joy to your life.
Gracious God and Father, we are grateful for this opportunity to share your word with one another. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, bless the words that we speak and hear. Call to repentance and faith those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Strengthen the faith of all those who have committed their lives to Him. Guide and direct your people in what they say and do, so that their lives truly give glory to your name and give witness to your love and mercy in Christ Jesus. In his holy name we pray. Amen. It can't be fixed. Junkyards across our land are filled with broken machines, appliances, toys, pieces of furniture, many of them discarded, thrown away, simply because people are convinced that they cannot be repaired. It can't be fixed. In many ways, our society is like a junkyard, filled with broken lives, many of them discarded, thrown away, simply because people are convinced that they cannot be repaired. How about your life, my friend? Does your life need some repair work? Is there something in your life that needs fixing? Do you have a problem, a trouble, a worry, a concern, for which you need some special help? Are you looking for a good repairman? Or have you decided that whatever it is that has gone wrong in your life simply cannot be fixed? Much of what has been given up to the local trash heap could be fixed if we would only make use of the good repairmen that are available for such work. All of the broken lives relegated to the junkyard of our society could be fixed, could be repaired, if we would only make use of the best repairman of all, the one who can fix whatever is wrong in our lives. That repairman is God. God can fix it. God can fix whatever is wrong in our lives. Hear the words of the psalmist. God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. God can fix it. God can fix broken lives. That really sounds great. That's good news for a world in which there are so many lives that are in need of repair. Unfortunately for us and for our relationships with one another, we often fail to recognize and make use of the Lord our God as the one who can repair our broken lives. We often forget Him who heals our broken hearts and binds up our wounds. We decide it can't be fixed, and that's when our lives end up on the trash heap, discarded as no longer useful, as beyond repair. It happens. It happens in our relationships with one another. It happens in the home, in the relationship between husband and wife. At the altar of God, bride and groom promise to love, honor, cherish, and obey, to help each other in sickness and in health, to stand with each other in good times and in bad, to work together as a team for the good of the home. But then come the arguments, the disagreements, the sharp critical words that wound and hurt, the jealousies, the neglect of responsibilities, the lack of patience and understanding, the temptations to be unfaithful. The marriage relationship begins to crack, and so often when that happens, the first thoughts of husband and wife are, "It can't be fixed. It's no use. It just won't work. Divorce is our only answer." The marriage is quickly discarded. What was to be a lifelong relationship ends up in the junkyard of society, labeled as beyond repair. It happens. It happens in the relationship between parents and children. Children are a gift of God. They are gifts of joy and happiness to the life of the home. What a happy day it is when that bundle of joy is brought home from the hospital. But that joy and happiness of family living is often soon lost when parents and children fail in meeting their responsibilities as members of the family. Too many parents have too little time for their children. Too many parents are operating their home as a hotel rather than as a home. Too many fathers and mothers think of their role as parents only in terms of providing food, clothing, and shelter for the family. Too many moms and dads fail to provide the real love and concern needed by their sons and daughters. As a result, many children don't know and don't care about honoring, respecting, loving, and obeying father and mother. Starved for love and attention, they rebel against the strictly authoritarian role of their parents. They run away from home. They turn to drugs, crime, sex, anything that they think might provide a little of the happiness that is missing in their home life. Wounded hearts, broken lives, tell the story of a family given up to the trash heap of society as a home supposedly beyond repair. It happens. It happens in our relationships as friends, as fellow workers on the job, as neighbors, as members of the church, as fellow citizens of a community. We can and we do enjoy beautiful relationships, living and working together for the common good of the company, the community, the church. But oh, how easy it is for us to say and do things that offend and hurt one another. How easy it is for us to become angry and bitter when we don't get our way, when others don't do as we want them to do. How easy it is to find fault with others, oftentimes in an effort to cover up our own mistakes. Relationships become strained. We stop talking with one another. We stop associating with those who formerly were our good friends. We find nothing good to say about those who perhaps have offended us in some way. And when confronted with the challenge of restoring friendships that have been broken, again our attitude often is, "It can't be fixed." The anger and the bitterness in our hearts is so great that we feel there is just no way that things can ever change. What once were beautiful relationships, friendships, partnerships, associations in the church and the community are discarded as beyond all hope for reconciliation. It can't be fixed. That kind of thinking, so prevalent in our day, has been disastrous for us. It has given us a society littered with broken lives, broken marriages, broken homes, broken partnerships, broken friendships and associations. And what is so sad about it all is that there is really no need for it. Broken lives can be fixed. Broken lives can be repaired. Broken lives can be restored to useful, happy, joy-filled living. We have just the repairman we need, if we will only use him. We have the Lord our God, who can heal our broken hearts and bind up our wounds. He is the master repairman. He can fix whatever is broken in our lives. We don't have to wait for him to make a diagnosis. He has already done that. He knows the source of our trouble. He knows what it is that is filling our society with so many broken lives. He knows what it is that has caused the breakdown that you may be facing in your marriage, in your relationship with your children, with your friends and neighbors, your fellow workers, your fellow members in the church. The real source of all our trouble is sin. The real cause of broken lives is the sinfulness of man. What is this thing called sin, which has turned our society into a junkyard of broken lives? Sin is disobeying God's commandments. Sin is every thought, word, and deed which are contrary to God's clear directives for our lives as set forth in the Holy Bible, in the Holy Ten Commandments. Sin. The Bible tells us that we all have sinned, that we all are guilty of breaking God's holy law, that our sin separates us from God. Our sin breaks our relationship with God, established when He created us. Our sin turns us against God and against one another with feelings of anger and hatred. Our sin brings upon us God's judgment, the judgment of death, eternal death in hell. Sin, the cause of our broken relationship with God, the cause of broken lives, broken marriages, broken homes, broken friendships and associations. Sin. Can God fix it? Can God deal with this terrible thing called sin, which has broken our relationship with Him and caused so many breakdowns in our relationships with one another? Can God truly heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds? Can God really fix our broken lives? The answer is yes. Yes, in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ, God's only Son, God heals our broken lives and binds up our wounds. In Jesus Christ, God fixes broken lives. The Bible tells us, God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, Jesus Christ, to be the Savior of the world. The Bible tells us that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, that God laid on His Son the sins of us all, that God gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross of Calvary. God inflicted upon Jesus Christ all the punishment, all the suffering, all the hell we deserve because of our disobedience of His commands. God has reconciled us to Himself in Jesus Christ. God has forgiven us all of our sins in Jesus Christ. God has called us to be His sons and daughters, called us to be His new people in Jesus Christ. God has repaired, God has restored our relationship with Him in Jesus Christ. And it's all ours through faith. Through faith in Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord. Faith, acceptance of the Savior and His death on the cross as full payment for all our sins, brings to us God's love and mercy, God's forgiveness, God's reconciliation, God's healing power in our lives. Faith, acceptance of God's healing power in Jesus Christ, means that there can be healing and reconciliation in our relationships with one another. Faith in Jesus Christ gives new meaning and purpose to our lives as we accept ourselves as the forgiven, reconciled people of God, as we live our lives for Him and to His glory. Our relationships with one another as husband and wife, parents and children, friends and fellow workers, members of the church, citizens of the community, are lived in a new spirit of love and healing, forgiveness and acceptance, patience and understanding. God can fix it. In Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior, broken lives, which are so often quickly discarded as beyond repair, simply because of our thinking that they cannot be fixed, can be restored to useful, happy, joy-filled living now and for all eternity. God can fix it. God can and does heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. Is there something in your life that needs fixing? Have you possibly convinced yourself that it can't be fixed? I ask you, have you tried God? God can fix it. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, God fixes all things. God's healing power for our lives, for our relationships with one another, comes to us in Jesus Christ the Savior. In Him, God heals our broken hearts and binds up our wounds. Whatever is wrong in your life, my friend, God can fix it. Amen.